Hello, everybody. My name is Philip Rizzitano from Rizzitano.net, sponsored by Quick Trip. And today, I will make my case on why you should challenge yourself to learn about anatomy and physiology. Then, I will summarize two organ systems that I have learned about while taking the course in anatomy and physiology. Today, I will be joined by someone who graduated with their master's in anatomy from Duke University, Dr. Kaden J. Lecce. So, let's start simple. I would say anatomy is simply the study of bodily structures within mainly humans but also animals. This study happens through dissection, separation of parts, where you learn about individual body parts. Kaden, how would you describe the study of physiology?
So, if anatomy is the study of individual parts, physiology is simply their functions. This is why these two subjects fit so well together. An example is anatomy being able to name the separate parts of the brain, while physiology would be simply identifying what each part does.
Dr. Kaden, why do you think it's essential for people to learn about these two things?
Well, I believe that people should want to learn about the body they live in every day. If they're able to identify another function of the body, they will be able to better take care of their bodies and avoid many illnesses that can occur in them.
And doctor, why do you think it's important for high schoolers around the country to be forced to learn this as an essential two-semester class?
Well, there are countless jobs that come with understanding this subject. It is crucial for understanding all medical degrees. If you cannot understand the body and how it works going into college, I think children will struggle mightily in college when trying to become doctors, nurses, physical therapists, chiropractors, and many, many more.
Well, if you're trying to become a medical professional, you should feel inclined to learn about anatomy and physiology of the body. Let's move on to one of our body systems. First, let's explain the respiratory system. The respiratory system is a network of organs and tissues that help you breathe. It includes airways, lungs, and blood vessels. The muscles that power your lungs are also part of the respiratory system. These parts work together to move oxygen around the body and clean out waste gases like carbon dioxide. Doctor, could you help our viewers by describing them some of the organs in this system for them?
So first, the simplest, most simple organs in this system are the nose and mouth. The nose detects odor molecules and filters the air we breathe in. More importantly, it is the primary source of breathing in air. The mouth, on the other hand, is the secondary opening for the respiratory tract. This is only the beginning. There are many more organs in this system.
Next in this system, we have the pharynx, also known as the passageway, and the larynx, also known as the windpipe. According to CHOP-EDU, the pharynx acts as a passageway for food on its way to the stomach and for air en route to the lungs. The larynx serves to protect the lower airways, facilitates respiration, and plays a key role in phonation. Doctor, why don't you describe the large airways and the most known organ in this system, the lungs?
Well, first, the large airways. These organs are pipes that carry oxygen-rich air to the alveoli in your lungs. They also carry the waste gas, carbon dioxide, out of your lungs. Then the lungs bring fresh oxygen into your body. They remove the carbon dioxide and other waste gases that your body doesn't need. To do this, your lungs contract.
Well, that's a wrap for the respiratory system, the most commonly used system in the body. Next, we will move on to the male reproductive system. Kaden, how would you describe the male reproductive system?
The reproductive system, simply put, is responsible for sexual function.
Okay, some organs in this system include the penis, scrotum, epididymis, vas deferens, prostate, and vesicles. We will be describing two of these at a time, like we did with the respiratory system. So first, the main sexual organ, the penis. According to medicine.net, it is simply the external sexual organ that transports the sperm. Second, the scrotum. This organ is simply a pouch of skin containing the testicles to produce sperm and testosterone. Doctor, hold on. Start recording. All right. Doctor, would you please describe the epididymis and the vas deferens?
The function of the epididymis is to transport sperm from the testes to the vas deferens. The function of the vas deferens is to transport mature sperm to the urethra in preparation for ejaculation. It is a long muscular tube. Finally, we have the prostate and the testicles. The prostate's main function is to produce fluid that nourishes and transports sperm. It is located beneath the bladder. The vesicle's function is to produce the ingredients of semen.
They provide a majority of semen production. They look like two glands out of the pelvis. That's going to wrap it up. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us for our podcast. A huge thank you to Dr. Kaden for joining us today.
Have a great day, everybody.
Hello, everybody. My name is Philip Rizzitano from Rizzitano.net, sponsored by Quick Trip. And today, I will make my case on why you should challenge yourself to learn about anatomy and physiology. Then I will summarize two organ systems that I have learned about while taking the course in anatomy and physiology. Today, I will be joined by someone who graduated with their master's in anatomy from Duke University, Dr. Kaden J. Lecce. So let's start simple. I would say anatomy is simply the study of bodily structures within mainly humans, but also animals. The study happens through dissection, separation of parts, where you learn about individual body parts. Kaden, how would you describe the study of physiology?
So if anatomy is the study of individual parts, physiology is simply their functions. This is why these two subjects fit so well together. Example is anatomy being able to name the separate parts of the brain, while physiology would be simply identifying what each part does.
Dr. Kaden, why do you think it's essential for people to learn about these two things?
Well, I believe that people should want to learn about the body they live in every day. If they are able to identify another function of the body, they will be able to better take care of their bodies and avoid many illnesses that can occur.
And doctor, why do you think it's important for high schoolers around the country to be forced to learn this as an essential two-semester class?
Well, there are countless jobs that come with understanding this subject. It is crucial for understanding all medical degrees. If you cannot understand the body and how it works going into college, I think children will struggle mightily in college when trying to become doctors, nurses, physical therapists, chiropractors, and many, many more.
Well, if you're trying to become a medical professional, you should feel inclined to learn about anatomy and physiology of the body. Let's move on to one of our body systems. First, let's explain the respiratory system. The respiratory system is a network of organs and tissues that help you breathe. It includes airways, lungs, and blood vessels. The muscles that power your lungs are also part of the respiratory system. These parts work together to move oxygen around the body and clean out waste gases like carbon dioxide. Doctor, could you help our viewers by describing them some of the organs in this system for them?
So first, the most simple organs in this system are the nose and mouth. The nose detects odor molecules and filters the air we breathe in. More importantly, it is the primary source of breathing in air. The mouth, on the other hand, is the secondary opening for the respiratory tract. This is only the beginning. There are many more organs in this system.
Next in this system, we have the pharynx, also known as the passageway, and the larynx, also known as the windpipe. According to CHOP-EDU, the pharynx acts as a passageway for food on its way to the stomach, and for air en route to the lungs. The larynx serves to protect the lower airways, facilitates respiration, and plays a key role in phonation. Doctor, why don't you describe the large airways and the most known organ in this system, the lungs?
Well, first, the large airways. These organs are pipes that carry oxygen-rich air to the alveoli in your lungs. They also carry the waste gas, carbon dioxide, out of your lungs. Then the lungs bring fresh oxygen into your body. They remove the carbon dioxide and other waste gases that your body doesn't need. To do this, your lungs contract.
Well, that's a wrap for the respiratory system, the most commonly used system in the body. Next, we will move on to the male reproductive system. Kaden, how would you describe the male reproductive system?
The reproductive system, simply put, is responsible for sexual function.
Okay, some organs in this system include the penis, scrotum, epididymis, glans deferens, prostate, and vesicles. We will be describing two of these at a time like we did with the respiratory system. So first, the main sexual organ, the penis. According to medicine.net, it is simply the external sexual organ that transports the sperm. Second, the scrotum. This organ is simply a pouch of skin containing the testicles to produce sperm and testosterone. Doctor, hold on.